Hola, buenos días. Mi nombre es Eduardo Juan Monahan, de Internet 2. Pero I will talk in English. I apologize. I'm confident that you'd prefer my English to my admittedly poor Spanish, poor but improving Spanish. So I'm happy to be here. Can you hear me? On behalf of Internet 2 and the research and education community in the U.S., I do want to formally thank you, for having me here. I'm honored to be here with leaders from leading universities in Mexico and leading technologists from around the world. Well, I was last at a CUDI meeting in Durango. I believe it was in 2011. Something happened. Okay. And a lot has changed in Internet 2 and in the NREN community around the world since 2011. And so I'm hoping to sort of go over a few of those changes today in my talk. I was actually booked to come to another CUDI meeting in Chihuahua in 2012, the following year. Unfortunately, a hurricane came through the east coast of Washington, D.C., closed all the airports, even cut out my broadband connection, so I couldn't give a talk remotely. I don't think Internet 2 has been back since. So it wasn't meant to be in 2012, but I'm certainly happy to be back here almost 5 years later to see my distinguished colleagues, Carlos and Hans, and to meet a lot of you others here in attendance in this beautiful city. So in addition to the presentation, I'd like to have the opportunity here to talk to many of you, to meet you in person. I had a wonderful time at the dinner last night and met quite a few of you, but I'm open to conversations in the hallway, to any questions you might have following the presentation. Am I doing something wrong? Let's see, I'm not sure. So I was going to focus this talk, and Carlos asked me to talk a little bit about how globalization is changing what Internet 2 does and what NRENs around the world are doing. And I'll certainly try to touch on that in the talk today. But after the dinner last night and talking with many of you, I would like to sort of change the focus and the theme of my talk to focus a little bit more on the U.S. and Mexico collaboration and some opportunities that might exist for us to work together. And it sort of got me thinking about this. I was talking to Felipe from UNAM and talking to Carlos about the history of the Internet 2 and CUDI relationship. And it was very fascinating to me. We actually just celebrated, Internet 2 that has just celebrated our 20th anniversary in Chicago, Illinois last week. We had our major global summit event, our annual users meeting in Chicago. And the theme of that event was sort of looking to the past, celebrating the past, but looking to the future and all of the challenges ahead. And after talking with Felipe, talking to Carlos last night, I realized that that's really an important theme for the relationship between Internet 2 and CUDI as well. CUDI has been, I don't think CUDI is our oldest international partner. I think we were partners with Canary in Canada first. And then I think shortly after that, Internet 2 and CUDI signed an MOU and have been working together ever since. And so what I'd like to do here today, and my time here will be successful, if we can look back to some of the things we've done together, but also look forward and try to identify some concrete ways in which we can work together to utilize some of the investments that we're making in our infrastructure, but also in the networking of people, bringing our communities together to knowledge share and learn from each other. So that's sort of my reason for being here, and hopefully we can have some questions and talk in the halls about some of those themes. So here's the agenda prior to me at the dinner last night. So I'd like to do a little bit of an intro to Internet 2, again, to just update everyone on some of the things that have changed in Internet 2 in the last 5 years, since Durango. I'll talk briefly about Internet2's global programs. Again, I'm the director of Internet2's global programs, and there's a lot going on there, and a lot, actually an announcement that I'd like to make about a partnership that Internet2 and Kudi have been working on for quite a while, in fact, too long. And then I'll change hats a little bit and talk about my work as secretariat in the Global Ren CEO Forum, and then sort of make a call for some more collaborative activities. Let's see, skip over that. So as I mentioned, Internet2 just celebrated our 20th anniversary in Chicago. Carlos was there. It was a wonderful event. You see a lot of the different numbers here of how Internet2 has grown. So we're up to almost 500 Internet2 member institutions. Nearly 300 of them are higher education institutions. We have affiliate members, regional R&E network members, industry members, over 65 international partners from around the world, of which Kudi, of course, is one. We can connect to over 100 nations around the world, and via our US-UCAN program can connect over 93,000 community anchor institutions in the US. So we've grown not just the network and not just the organization of Internet2, but the core of Internet2 is its members, and you see some of the numbers here around growth. Let's see. As far as Internet2's overall goals, what struck me as I was looking at the slide is that many of the goals that exist for Internet2 today are probably similar goals, let's see, that should go back, to the goals of 20 years ago. Simply to use the power of collaborative scale and aggregation to create opportunities for our membership that no individual institution could do on its own, to advance technology capabilities of our members, to enable new generations of applications, and to drive the global internet. And I imagine that these are probably similar to the founding goals of Kudi as well. So just quickly, I'll run through some of the sort of five major areas within Internet2, one being what we call network services. This is a map of our advanced layer 1, layer 2, and layer 3 services. I think the upgrade, so we announced the 100 gig upgrade when I was here in 2011, but we have now successfully completed that and are actually looking to next year to do a total refresh of the network. In 2011, we were also just discussing our what we call our Internet2 Net Plus program, which is above the network's services aggregated by Internet2 for the members. You see some numbers here about participation in the Net Plus program. The services essentially fall into these five categories: infrastructure, platform, software as a service, security, identity, video, voice, collaboration, and digital content. And this next slide shows sort of where we are with some of our service providers. From going from left to right, you see the service providers that we're in discussions with, and then on the right, you see services that are now in general availability with the Internet2 community. Box.com, our in-common certificate service, are probably the two most popular services. But we're also in discussions to provide, as you can see, quite a few more. Given that we can get the large backing from the community to invest. We've also grown in common service, our trust and identity services. In fact, we've broken out our trust and identity into a new branch at Internet2, which we're calling Internet2 Tier Initiative. We've also taken in common and we've joined the Edugain International Identity Federation, which I'll talk a little bit about more later. So I mentioned TIER. This is probably our newest community-backed initiative coordinated by Internet2, essentially bringing together service offerings that were available on their own into a more consolidated and coordinated portfolio that, again, managed by Internet2. This is something that our members were asking for. And we've put a lot of resource investment in the last year or so. So here, integrate in common, co-managed group, or shibboleth into a streamlined service offering for our members. So TIER is a new department or program within Internet2. since the last time I was here. We've also created what we call the Collaborative Innovation Program. There's an office under Internet 2 called the Chief Innovation Officer. Her name is Florence Hudson. She's our CINO, and she runs the Collaborative Innovation Program, which is essentially designed to go out into the Internet 2 community and to find, this is automatically going, and to determine specific areas of innovation in which the community would like to focus on. And we did a big survey of the members. They identified three areas. You see them here: distributed big data and analytics, end-to-end trust and security, and Internet of Things. And so Florence has created, under the office of the Chief Innovation Officer, three innovation collaborative innovation working groups. And these are open to anyone within the R&D community in the U.S., and they are also open to international participation. So the idea here, again, is to think about what we can use the network for. What are some specific innovation programs that our community is interested in? And I do urge you to look at the website for these programs, and if you're interested in potentially participating, to do get in touch with us. And finally, within Internet 2, we have our community engagement program, which is run by Anna Hunsinger, our VP for community engagement. And CE, under CE, we manage the industry programs, our membership relations programs, and our international program. So I fall under the community engagement. Since 2011, we've actually changed our community anchor model, our event model. We used to have two annual member meetings and two technical meetings. We've now merged them into one, what we call Global Summit, which is the meeting that just took place in Chicago. It's designed for policymakers, a little less technical. And then we have the Technology Exchange meeting, which will take place in Miami at the end of September, which is designed for engineers and technologists. So we've consolidated into from four meetings to two, but we've put a greater focus on the themes for each of these two meetings. So that's sort of where Internet 2 is today. I'll transition a little here into what I do specifically and some of the things that are driving the NREN community to address challenges around globalization. I think it's no surprise to anyone here that both research and education are becoming more global. Our leading universities in the U.S. are investing in global campuses, in gateway offices, in MOOCs, in joint degree programs, et cetera, and what we call transnational education, or TNE. And research is clearly a global endeavor, with collaboration spanning multiple nations, and access to large big data distributed science facilities becoming increasingly important for the membership. So how do NRENs change in the face of these challenges of globalization? This is something that I look at personally with Internet 2, and something that's driving the work that we're doing. What does this mean? What are our members asking for, and what are we hearing from other NRENs around the world to address these demands? Essentially here, and you see at the bottom, our members are asking for national and campus infrastructure services projected on a global scale. So this means deterministic and reliable, scalable networks, more shared infrastructure, additional support services around the world, and identity and security addressed at a global scale. So we're taking the model that we offer our campuses domestically and thinking about ways that we can project that to wherever our users may be, in China or in Mexico for that matter. So some investments that we've been making internationally, and this is all relatively new territory for Internet 2, the ANA 200, now it's 300 gig, and I have a slide about that later. It's a collaboration between Internet 2, Norginet in the Nordic regions, Canary in Canada, and Surfnet in the Netherlands, and now Géant, the European regional network, to obtain together, to invest together in production quality 100 gig transatlantic circuits. And I'll show you a map of this later. We've also invested in exchange facilities in the Middle East. And we've invested in 100 gig Trans-Pacific with our partners in Singapore. So you can sort of see, I don't have a map of it here, a ring around the world from the U.S. East and from the U.S. West of Internet2-owned infrastructure, well, Internet2 with our partners, owned infrastructure to support our members wherever they may be. And other investments that we're making here, I won't go through these, but one thing I do want to focus on here is our most recent investment from Internet2. Now, this is from the Internet2 membership, not from the U.S. government, but something that our members have stepped up and said was extremely important to them, is in an upgrade of the cross-border connectivity with Mexico at El Paso. So Internet2 and CUDI have been working together for, I don't know, it's been years, it seems, to upgrade from 1 gig to 10 gig at El Paso. I would like to thank Felipe Unam and Carlos and many others and Hans for helping us make this happen. This is a major win for us. It essentially alleviates an extreme bottleneck at El Paso and in the cross-border international collaboration. You know, we've been working with our members for quite a while to do this. We were in talks with the U.S. government to help us support this. And we still continue to talk to all players to not only have the upgrade at El Paso, but to also work on an upgrade at Nogales. And so this is something that hopefully Carlos will be able to do over the next year or so, is to fully increase and upgrade from 1 gig to 10 gig across the border. We have a list of big data science collaborations between the U.S. and Mexico that we know can take advantage of this. And so one thing that I like to think about while I'm here and talk to you about is how can we do outreach and communicate and bridge the communication gap between the NRENs and the researchers to really take advantage of this. So not just the LHC users and the larger projects, the HAWC project, that get a high profile, but the individual projects at your universities. How can these upgrades and how can these investments that the NRENs, the Internet2 and CUDI are making together, how can we specifically support the projects of the users and your researchers? So that's something I'd be interested in learning more about and talking more about here. And again, I'd like to thank Philippe and Carlos and others for helping us make this happen. So this ties directly into some other activities at Internet2. You know, in the past, we've had essentially handshake MOU agreements with our members, with our international partners, which allows for best effort agreements. And you know, we will help you, you'll help us. We'll connect, we'll peer if necessary, you know, where we can. But no real MSAs or real service agreements around our R&E connectivity. And we're pushing to change this, and we're looking to enhance not only our relationships, but we're looking to align our global strategies around specific challenges that we're hearing from our users. So there's a few questions here that I'm asking. So how can we scale the models that created the NRENs in the first place? How can we scale that to a global stage as our challenges become much more global? And one example of it, one thing that Internet2 is working on and that 16 NRENs from around the world are participating in, including CUDI, is what we call the Global R&E CEO Forum. The forum is a trust-based community of NREN leaders who are jointly investigating individual topics to, again, generate value on a global scale. I've listed here the representatives. It's relatively comprehensive of participants from around the world who are investing in this. It's essentially to define areas, to create working groups technical working groups. Some other examples of the things that the CEOs are doing here, sharing financial models, business models, HR models, staffing models. So we're looking at what challenges do the NREN CEOs have that they can, again, aggregate, bring together information, share knowledge, and solve challenges together instead of tackling these problems on an individual basis. I've listed here the CEO Forum working groups, global network architecture I'll talk about, knowledge exchange I'll talk about. We've also talked about in the forum mobility is an issue I think that is important to CUDI, and there's a few other areas here that are in discussion amongst the CEOs. But I guess the one major example that I'll discuss today is what we call the GNA, or the Global Network Architecture. This is an effort that brings together now, I think, 30 engineers from around the different NRENs around the world who are looking to define an architecture for the next generation of R&E intercontinental circuits. It's really an effort to make sure that we're efficiently funding intercontinental circuits, and that the usage policies are similar, and the operation policies are similar around the world, so that we're not, again, fighting against one another, competing against one another. We're pooling investments and trying to create a more coordinated global infrastructure. Again, I won't go through these, but these are some of the main goals. Again, to coordinate aligned spending, to build federations, to define a framework, and to use coalitions and co-investment strategies to leverage the current investments that we're already making. So to date, there's now over 30 network engineers from NREN organizations around the world, and there are now the first iterations of the GNA documents available on the website. There's a reference document, reference architecture document, open exchange point documents, operational document, usage policy document, privacy documents, and these are all there for comment, and for reviewing, and also the group is open for edits and for participation. So one of the what we're calling the Pathfinder for GNA. Let's see, that's right next slide, is, and I already mentioned this a bit, is the Advanced North Atlantic, or ANA 300 gig project. Which is coming out of the GNA model and is a product of discussions that are happening between five NRENs. Internet 2, Géant, SurfNet, NorgeNet, and Canary, and now ESNet is also a part of the larger project here. As you can see, there are now three 100 gig transatlantic circuits that are all owned by the NRENs, operated by the NRENs, this replaces, I think there's something like 26 10 gig transatlantic circuits owned by the NRENs, and now this is consolidated down into three 100 gigs, and essentially you're all getting more for the money. And this is what the GNA model is designed to do, and it's really the first iteration of the GNA framework. There are additional projects underway, including U.S. to South America, South Africa to the U.S., and also exploring some options for trans-Pacific connectivity based on a similar model. Other areas of the CEO Forum that might interest you and that are being coordinated globally amongst the NRENs and federated identity, I already talked about EDUGAIN, which is an effort to interfederate the federations in the U.S. In Common is now a partner in EDUGAIN. There's a real-time communications working group, which is looking to take all of the different video conferencing systems making them fully interoperable. Global service delivery is how can we take the Net Plus model, the service delivery model that I described earlier, and project that to a global scale, or to just share resources to determine whether or not that's even possible to do. And the final three are big science support, knowledge sharing, and security. The Knowledge Sharing Working Group looks to bring together resources from NRENs from all over the world, not just those participating in the CEO Forum, to share knowledge at different forums, at different meetings. For example, at Internet 2, we sponsor engineers to come to our meetings. In Géant, they sponsor engineers to come to their meetings, NorgeNet, et cetera, APAM. And so we're looking to somehow coordinate these investments so that we're not making these investments again individually, but we're bringing them together to put together a concrete and coordinated program on behalf of the global community. So I'm going to end here because I see there's only a few minutes left. This is a quote that's from a recent visit that Francis Cordova, the director of the National Science Foundation in the U.S., made here on a recent trip, I think last year, to Mexico. She says that the unique partnership between the U.S. and Mexico allows us to leverage our strengths and resources to address our similar goals. And I believe that this is the theme that I want to get across today, is that Internet 2 is committed to our partnership with Kudi. We want to enhance that partnership via investments such as the upgrade from 1 gig to 10 gig. And we want to put together very specific and real opportunities for our members, for our users, and for the NREDS. And so I'd like to have a discussion, again, and it can be in the hall, it can be in the Q&A now, about the opportunities that might exist for putting together a U.S.-Mexico R&E science support workshop, or some sort of a program where we are engaging, our communities are engaging with one another more frequently. Having myself come down every 5 years to address the CUDI meeting is simply not enough. You know, there are individual projects taking place at our universities. We know they're there. We know that they can benefit from our support. In some ways, it's up to the NREDS, it's up to our communities to bridge that communication gap if we're really going to take advantage of the infrastructure and connectivity that's in place. And also to justify the investments, we need to make sure that there's engagement and interaction and coordination and collaboration between the U.S. community and the Mexican community. And so with that, again, I'll thank Carlos for his continued commitment to the partnership and relationship with Internet 2. And again, I express my sincere commitment to continuing the strong partnership. Thank you. Gracias. And if there's any questions...